The Seattle School District will stop kicking elementary students out of school for misbehaving in some nonviolent ways. The school board says the one-year moratorium will start this year. Board member Hariam Martin Morris told KUOW's Bill Radke which offenses will no longer merit an out-of-school suspension.
There is one called disobedience. There's another called failure to follow rules. And the third one, I believe, is defiance.
All those things sound like stuff I don't want in my kid's school. Why are you no longer suspending students out of school for that?
Well, so there are a couple of reasons. One is those items are fairly subjective. You know, what may be defiance to one person may not be to another. So it's very hard for adults to look at this and say that action is defiance, where another adult will say, no, that's fine. And so part of it is the subjectivity and how it's applied. You know, the fact is that we have children of color, English language learners, special ed students that are disproportionately having those types of things applied to them.
And what effect does that have on a child to be suspended out of school?
Well, first, there's the loss of teaching time, which, you know, once a student is not in the classroom, making up that work is incredibly difficult. So, and a lot of times, these are the very students that are already behind. So now they become even further behind. Part two of that is students that do get suspended in elementary school are more likely to be suspended in middle school and more likely to be suspended in high school if they get suspended in middle school. And at that point, we have just fed, you know, the school to prison pipeline. So my goal is to basically break the cycle at the elementary school level, so not to feed that pipeline.
What kind of biases do you think are baked into educators' subjective judgments on which kids get suspended?
I think there are cultural biases as well as racial biases, to be perfectly frank. The fact that African-American boys are suspended at a rate of about four times higher than their white counterparts.
And how do you know to blame that on racism and not just more acting out by young African-American boys?
Then that becomes a cultural problem then, doesn't it? The fact that you're saying that African-American boys act up more than white, I find that very difficult to believe.
So I'm a Seattle school principal. A student is consistently acting out, disrupting the classroom, disobeying the teachers. I can't suspend the student out of school anymore. What can I do instead?
So one of the things that needs to be clear is you don't get suspended for a single offense. Even under the old rules, there were steps that had to be followed. Now we're saying, no, we want you to work harder at that. So part of this is to give the principals and the teachers and the staff the tools and supports they need so that we don't get to that level of suspension. Because many of the times that those suspensions happen, I believe that they are miscommunication, misunderstandings. And so we try to figure out ways to de-escalate those things so that we don't get to the point of suspension.
Why is this issue so important to you personally?
One of the things that resonates with me is last year we had 61 kindergartners suspended from school. As a former kindergarten teacher, I know how critical that first year, the second year, are to students. And if I'm not able to be in front of them, teaching them, helping them, and helping them grow, they will never, ever catch up. And, you know, the fact that I look at the disproportionality, especially around kids of color and poor children, that this is applied to, I have to do something about it.
Hariam Martin Morris is a director on the Seattle School Board. The district is putting a one-year moratorium on out-of-school suspensions for certain nonviolent offenses.